Let the show begin. You guys have fun out there today.
Hello, and welcome to New Shooter Canada. Please remember that the show's content is simply the opinions of the hosts and our guests. So, without delay, let me introduce our hosts, George, Tom, and Kelly.
Good evening and welcome to episode 88. It's the all-ladies episode for New Shooter Canada. I have a few people with us, some of our regulars. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Jewel.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hi, Sarah.
Hello.
And we also have two new ladies with us this time as well. Hi, Dawn.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And we also have Susan as well. Hi, Susan. Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll introduce everybody a little bit more. Actually, we'll get everybody to introduce themselves as well. We'll see what everybody has done recently in guns and where they're located and all that as well. So, Stacy, you're an old hat at this, so why don't you go first?
Well, thanks to an old hat, I really don't think I have a whole lot to say here. Everybody knows that I'm Stacy. I am the admin for the Armed Squirrels Project, and I also work Appleseed. I am in Michigan. And then what I have done recently in guns, I was at the NRA convention last weekend.
Yeah.
And spent quite a few hours working there with the Appleseed Project. And then I actually made it to the range yesterday for the first time in, 4 months?
Yay! And I saw you didn't shoot the squirrel.
I did not shoot my squirrel. I am not a squirrel murderer. That is you and your bubby there.
You did well, though. The NPOA was awesome.
It felt good.
Yeah. So for those who don't know what NPOA, can you actually explain it?
NPOA is the natural point of aim. It's where your body actually wants to place your shot when shooting a rifle without using any of your muscle to move that shot around, where you're basically holding yourself up by bones and your body is in the correct position to put that shot where you want it.
Right. Yeah. And it's something that is taught in Appleseed and that as well, right?
Oh, it's taught over and over and over again, yes.
Yes, it is. Stacy beats it into you.
So she's beating the fun back into fundamentals.
Yes, she is.
I like that.
So, Stacy's last name is Penland. I don't know if we actually said that at the beginning. So,
Now
else?
People are going to be able to find you.
Everybody finds me anyways.
Yes, they do. Anything else you want to talk about, Stacy? What happened at the NRA convention? How many people went through?
Total, there was over 80,000 people there that weekend.
Wow.
We signed up just under 300 people at the event for free apple seeds.
Wow. So yeah. Who gets free ones?
Generally, it's retired, disabled veterans, mm-hmm. Disabled individuals, military, and LEO, law enforcement officers, mm-hmm. or elected officials. But when we were at NRA, that was one of our promos, is that if they signed up right there at the booth, mm-hmm. they got in free.
Okay. So 300. That's
awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Jewel McClatchy. So, hi, Jewel.
Hi.
Why don't you introduce yourself and tell everybody where you're from?
Okay. Hello, are you there? It's me again, Margaret. Yeah, so this is me. You know me a little bit.
They'll know you if they were watching the live show for Slamfire.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
I forgot about that. Yes, I tried to model all of the gun-related T-shirts that I own. So I had an old school CRR shirt on. I had a Gun Dude shirt on. I had my hot pink Appleseed shirt on. Of course, I had Slamfire on. I don't remember if there were any others.
I can't remember. All I remember is every 2 seconds you had a different shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
All I remember is the pink one. So
I told Matthew if I was going to do a live cameo that it had to be something a little ridiculous. So we went with, okay, I'm going to go model different guns in the background. And I said, well, if I'm going to model different guns, I have to wear a different shirt for them too. So, you know.
Right. So you model the guns, you model the t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. There, you know, there's nothing else to do on Thursday nights here in northwestern New Brunswick in the 98% francophone community.
So. Now, for those who don't know you, you're on a weekly podcast, aren't you?
Technically, yes. It was pre-recorded with my very demanding husband. He made me run through it, I think, about, I would say, maybe a dozen to 15 times because I wasn't putting enough of a smile in my face the first few times that we ran through it.
So Jewel is the intro on Slamfire Radio.
And you're the outro.
And the outro. And you're also the...
I end it.
You're right. You're also the executive producer.
Yes. Which, self-acclaimed, self-appointed executive producer.
We'll go with it.
I come up with some of their best ideas. And Trevor says, oh, well, okay, Jewel came up with it, so I'm going to have to say it's a bad idea in principle, but because Matthew was the one that presented it to me, awesome idea, let's do it. Mm.
You're also the reason why they say go do it at somebody else's house as well, aren't you?
Yes. Go to
Yeah.
Go to a friend's house instead.
Yes. Any recent shooting
well,
that you've done? Not at people.
not so much shooting. I've done stuff with guns.
Okay, what have you done?
Sort of. Well, I am still avoiding getting my pal and my R-pal to bug Tom Donnelly. So that's something that's sort of ongoing.
Okay.
And I'm also trying to start an international Facebook incident with Brian Sheets.
Who's from Valkyrie Defense Group?
Yes. That shouldn't be too difficult.
No, it shouldn't be.
Well, I'm slowly easing into it just to get an idea. I had shunned both Brian Bolivar and Tim Krosno for a while just for my entertainment.
Okay.
Brian finally broke down and messaged me and said, "So what exactly was I being shunned for in the first place?" I said,
nothing.
It's funny that you asked. I just decided to, so I did.
Oh, poor Brian.
Yes. Well, but it's okay. And I also did, So I did Tim Krosno and Jason Groves and Chaz Murray the great honor of friend requesting them on Facebook.
Excellent.
So... I don't know Jason so well exactly, but for Chaz and Tim, I made them do a public groveling thank you on my wall.
Okay.
For having requested their friendship.
You could probably get Jason to do that too.
So. Yes.
That was fun. And I'm trying to sort of poke the bear with Brian Sheets. I messaged him once and asked him if he had more than one child because I wanted to know just exactly how many Lidl sheets there were.
Okay.
To go with him being the big sheets. Sheep.
Well, he's not that big.
he's still a bigger sheets than his son.
True. All right. Yeah. Hey, you're also the official photographer for all of our any of our events that happen as well, aren't you?
Absolutely, because a certain trooper friend of ours sometimes, occasionally, likes to have shots of himself shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I've also publicly on Facebook announced my general plan to take over the world.
Okay.
Starting by... Well, I'm basically, by adding all these different gun gun guy friends. I'm sort of building my own personal militia. So when I'm finally able to become the Right Honorable Jewel McClatchy, Prime Minister of Canada, I'm going to annex the states and parcel it out to any of our gun friends who are in the different areas. So they need to suck up to me a little bit more.
That's great. You know, Stacey is the only lady on here from the states tonight, so, you know.
Yeah.
I'm claiming the Michigan.
I'm okay with that. I am perfectly fine with that. That sounds good to me. And the only other thing I've been doing with guns is working on my own, so that at the charity shoot I can wear some tight muscle shirts and walk around asking, which way to the gun show?
Awesome. I think that's great. You've been working really hard at that too, so that's awesome.
See, I told you I was here for the comic relief.
Okay, Dawn Dealey, yeah. You're with us tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Yep. No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So, where are you located right now?
Victoria, BC.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, give us a little bit of details about yourself.
I'm an active hunter, and I'm an active IPSC shooter. And I do volunteer teaching up at my home range on the island, which is Victoria Fish and Game Protective Association. What else? And I am a collector of Mohs and Nagant rifles.
Excellent.
So, yeah, yeah. So that kind of, I try and get up. This has been, last year I hardly shot at all, and this year it was like kind of, you know, figure out, like, go big or go home. So it's like, right. You know, I've been trying to get up to the range as often as I can. And this week I haven't been up, but I got my new laser trainer, so I've been like playing with that. And
which brand of laser trainer have you gotten?
Laser Light.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And how many Mosins do you have?
20 right now.
Seriously?
But I have, yeah.
Wow.
But I have some very specific models that I'm looking for because I spend a lot of time in Finland. So
okay.
So I try to collect Finnish Mosins, and I do shoot with them, and I'm planning on making one of them my deer rifle this fall. So that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, just sort of like I came into guns really late because my family was very anti-gun, mm-hmm. So I had to wait until everybody kind of passed away before I picked one up.
Oh, wow.
So how long have you been shooting for?
About 4.5 years. And wow. Actually, it was an NRA. Yeah, it was an NRA. I mean, I knew how to skin animals and stuff. I'd lived semi off the grid for quite a while and had, you know, picked that skill up. But, you know, it kind of took a while before. And I always loved guns ever since I was a kid. Because mm-hmm. My first boyfriend took me to see Dirty Harry.
You're right.
He had. Honest to God, my first boyfriend had a .357 and a .44. So we used to go up to the range up in North Vancouver, and I'd say, wow, you know, that was really cool because that gun sounds just like it did in the movie. So I really had a love of firearms right from the time I was in my late teens.
Okay.
But I just had to sort of wait and, you know, kind of bide my time. And it was an NRA women's camp where I first shot, my first handgun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you live on Vancouver, do you?
Vancouver Island. I split my time between Vancouver on between Vancouver proper and Victoria.
Okay.
So I belong to I belong to 5 different ranges.
Wow.
So we've got several here and they're pretty good. They're all very pro women shooters. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, I'm sure you'll ask me about that a bit later, but mm-hmm. they're all really awesome guys. And so it's easy to get to a range here and shoot if you want to.
Okay. Where are you doing your hunting at? I didn't figure you'd be doing it on the island, so.
Deer hunting down here on the bottom part of the, well, I sort of mid-island.
Okay.
I have a good friend who's an outfitter, so I do some hunting up in northern BC. I've done a fair bit of hunting up in Nunavut, and my first bear was taken actually in Maine. So I went down there because I breed Karelian bear dogs, which are a hunting breed from Finland, and they work bear one way, and I wanted to see how hound hunting was done, so that's why I went to the U.S.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you've got a wealth of knowledge then.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but we try.
Yeah. Oh, the other question I wanted to ask you about, you are with the Canadian Coalition for Firearms Rights, are you not?
That's right. I'm a field officer. That's correct. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I am.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great to get some ladies in there, too.
Well, we've got there's four of us on the island, three guys and myself, and we're a very, very, it's a great group of guys. We work really well together. So, we try to get things done. You know, we do meet together, on Facebook, the four of us, and one of the other FOs lives just around the corner from me. So we can meet regularly and talk about stuff. And they're a very, very, supportive group of fellas.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to come to the AGM meeting that's going to be on the 24th of June, or are you not able to come?
No, that's a little ways. Mm-hmm. That's Ottawa.
Right.
and I got to be honest, I got a match that weekend.
Okay. IPSC?
So, yep, IPSC.
Okay. Well.
It's all about the priorities.
Well, it's kind of a long ways to go from here
it
to
is.
Get to Ottawa. It's that's a whole lot of coin for...
Yeah.
For 48 hours. So I gotta, maybe when it's a little bit closer.
I'm sure that they'll move it across the country at, other years than that as well. If they, are listening, maybe they will.
I hope so. I think about that a little bit, so.
And for the guys listening who are possibly the ones organizing it, that was your not so subtle hint. Let me lay that out for you.
Next year, maybe.
I'm being extremely politically correct right now, and because I don't really know you ladies all that well, I'm being on my very best behavior right now. So.
Oh, don't worry about that, Dawn.
But all my IPSC buddies, if they ever hear this, they're going to be rolling their eyes. Oh my God, she's being good. What's wrong with her? She must be sick. So.
Well, once you get to know us, you'll know that. Anything
you'll
else.
Run away screaming.
Right. So, Susan yes. Rentel Dixon, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Go ahead.
I was going to say a little bit about me.
Sure.
I'm from Ontario. I was a director at the Barrie Gun Club for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot IPSC. I've shot cowboy action. I've shot IDPA. And multi-gun and three-gun.
Wow.
Yeah, and I guess the founder of Our Ladies Day, which has become quite popular.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we're going to be talking about. So that's awesome.
Yeah. My main discipline right now is IPSC, and I was shooting today actually, which I'm sure you saw.
I saw the videos. They were great.
Yeah. I'm also a provincial. Provincial club level handgun safety instructor for the CSSA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So, yeah. Where are you doing your courses?
All over Ontario.
All over Ontario. Okay.
Yeah. My most recent one was in Collingwood, and I'm just waiting for another one in Halliburton for them to pick a date.
Okay, so you're a little bit in above Toronto.
Yeah, about an hour north of Toronto.
Right. So. Okay. Yeah, I saw the videos today. Was that a match or?
Yes, yeah, that was at Alliston. That's about a half an hour south of Barrie.
Okay. How'd you do?
I did. I'm waiting for the results.
Oh, you didn't get them yet.
Aside from having a broken slide lock and dealing with it through my first stage, which I didn't post, I did very well.
Aww.
And handled it very well. There's nothing like a single shot semi-automatic.
No, there isn't. What happened? What happened with the slide lock?
It broke, and as I was physically holding it in with my thumb and racking the slide for every shot. Yeah. Are you an IPSC shooter, Dawn, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah, so I'm sure you can understand my pain.
What are you shooting?
A CZ, a Shadow.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Because that's what I shoot too. Is production or standard?
A production.
Yeah, that's what I shoot too, and I'm not going to say how many I've broken because I don't want to jinx myself I've been really lucky.
Oh my gosh. It was brutal. It was brutal. Yes.
But you handled it well, it looked like.
I did, surprisingly.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that can make you just want to throw the gun.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I knew it was wrong because it kept falling. I'm holding half of it in with my thumb and closing the slide lock for every shot. It was
wow.
Oh, it was brutal. I was like, but I finished the
stage. Yeah, I think I would have shot. I think I would have thrown my gun.
Now, do you have a backup?
I had an extra piece, but I had to finish that stage or zero.
Right.
It.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a bit of a pro tip for things that are malfunctioning like that, including the, what was it, Dawn's iPad that wasn't that was acting up earlier. So I've found that naming them helps. So. No, I'm totally serious here. When I was doing my undergrad, I named my computer Jeremiah.
And so you'd yell at it.
Anytime he acted up, I could yell at him and just be like, Jerry, what are you doing? You're killing me over here, man. And then if he was being good, I would, you know, give him a little pat across the top and stroke him and tell him what a good boy he was. Thank you, Jeremiah. You're such a good boy. And it
flamethrower works too.
I was kind of thinking pull.
Yeah, but you give it a name and then you can yell at it.
Oh. Yeah, it's always good to give them a name so that you can yell at them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. Several four-letter word names today. How's that? Personalities.
I'm really lucky. I get to shoot with a lot of top guys out here that shoot CZs and are really good with them. So, you know, it's nice to be in that group of guys. You know, be like the only girl in that group of guys because they always make sure that, you know, if you have a problem, like everything runs really smoothly and touch wood, it's just been, you know, it's like, how's everything going today? How's everything running today? You know, like, so it's all good. Phew.
Except for a broken slide lock mid-stage.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. If it makes you feel any better, my last match a couple of weeks ago, I forgot how to count. So it was if you shoot IPSC, you'll know what that means.
It's, I know exactly like, what that means. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
In a nice way.
Yeah. When you, yeah, it's just like, no.
Susan, were you able to fix the slide lock yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. That's good.
Well, yeah, when you own a Shadow, you carry spare parts. It's a given.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of want. I haven't been able to shoot one, and I want to shoot one to see what it feels like and all that. I'm still looking for the gun that I'm going to be using for if I decide to do. Well, not if I am going to be doing IPSC. So I'm still looking for the gun that almost like an extension of my hand. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's a nice shooting gun. It's because it's metal, so it's nice that way. But for multi-gun, I prefer my Glock.
Do you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Because I don't have to drop the hammer.
Right.
Yes.
And they weigh half as much.
Right.
Pardon? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, when you're carrying mags and shotgun shells and everything else on your belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're shooting multi-gun and you're using more than one gun. It's much lighter and much. I find it much more practical not to be dropping the hammer every time I holster.
Right, you're exactly right. So you have the Glock 17?
Yes.
Yeah, same as me. Gen 4?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pink. It's my profile picture. It's the I have the slide lock armor coated pink. Oh, the slide. That's the slide lock. Sorry, I've got slide
there you
lock
go.
Green.
It is pink.
It is, yes.
That's awesome. Okay, anything else that you want to let us know about, Susan?
No. When we talk about Ladies Day, then I'll talk about that.
Excellent. Okay, we have Sarah with us tonight as well. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. So, how you been?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Just hanging out.
Anything new happening, Sarah Hissen?
Not in shooting. I'm taking the year off shooting because I'm having a baby. So
yay!
Thanks. I was told by my doctor that I probably should not keep going to the range, so I've had to put a stop to that. So I've been looking at a lot of guns lately.
So, Sarah, go back a little bit. Congratulations, by the way. But go back a little bit. Tell people where you're from and also what types of shooting you do so that they will know a little bit more, because of the fact that the type of shooting you do has a lot of lead in it and a lot of gunpowder, right?
Yeah, so I live just outside of Ottawa in Ontario, and my main hobby with shooting is doing cowboy action, so I'm really not so great with all the lead that I'm handling all the time, so I had to stop that, and I haven't even been able to, like, touch any of my supplies or gear or anything like that. But I also enjoy doing IDPA, too. Mike and I do IDPA together.
Right. And that's something that was kind of new when we had our last show, right?
Yeah, I think I've only done a couple matches. The last match I shot was an IDPA one. That was last November, I think, at EOSC, so.
Right.
That's the last time I got to go shooting.
Yeah. Now, you went and chatted with the guys from I can't even think anymore. Cowboy Action. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You went at the club, right? And you told them that you'd be gone for about a year, but you'd be back.
Yeah, when I went, I think Grenville had a gun show in the spring, and Mike and I went down because it was just the show, and I ran into them at the booth, and they asked if I was ready to come back out, and I said I had to take some time off because I was going to have the little baby, and they offered to babysit for me so I could come back out sooner. So, we got the baby some earmuffs already, so it's ready to go as soon as we can get it to the range. It's coming.
That's awesome.
It's one of the cutest things you'll ever see. If you've never seen a baby with the ears on, oh my goodness.
Their faces just get so squished up, it's adorable.
They're just so cute. And I love that the parents actually thought to take them out and include them in that and everything. Like, we, I think Matthew and Trevor and I think Chris Kingston and Serge and their wives all came over to do a black badge. Not a black badge, just to run through like an epic stage, maybe. It's been a few years now, but there was someone who came to the library for our babies programs, and she had her little baby boy out to like to watch Daddy and I think maybe a big brother. And it was the cutest thing ever. So cute. I love babies at the range.
I'm looking forward to it. We've already discussed how, like, we're going to work out a match. Like, okay, I shoot, and then you watch the baby. And
Do you have a cowboy name for the baby yet?
Not yet, because we're not sure what we're having yet. But they will be christened with a cowboy name as soon as they get here.
And little cowboy boots and little cowboy hat.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a little cowboy or cowgirl in quite a few pictures.
That's so cute. Sarah, one of the other things that you did last year was you did the first maple seed as well, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a wet day. I was actually thinking about that today because it's so hot out here. And I just remember the Sunday of the maple seed and how horribly hot it was there with the brass flying everywhere, just coming home covered in burns, like sunburns and brass burns and... But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I think that was my brass, wasn't it? I was shooting the statue.
No, that was day one. I don't know who. Maybe it was you on day two. I'm not really sure. I still got the scars. It went down my shirt, so I've got scars. I just remember that because I almost dropped my gun on the line because it was so hot.
Just blame one of the guys. Don't blame Kelly. It was one of the boys.
Michael.
That's who did it. Yep.
Yeah, his fault.
It's his fault.
Yeah.
Well. And Sarah and Mike, when the next maple seed's up and running, I'm hoping that you guys will come out for that.
Oh, yeah, we'll come. We'll bring the baby. We'll just put it far back and put the earmuffs on. It's 22s mainly, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. And if I'm helping with running the line or doing the admin stuff, then the baby can stay with me and you can move.
Yeah, we got lots. I'm sure there's lots of babysitters.
I was going to say, I can come up and I'll watch the baby.
I think that's a great idea, Stacy.
All right. Baby brings people together.
Yes. So main topic tonight, we were actually going to talk about getting some ladies' events up and running. Susan.
Yeah.
You have a very successful event that happens every year up in the Barry Gun Club. It's the annual Ladies' Day, and it's held in October, right?
Yes, the first Sunday in October every year.
Okay, so it's the first Sunday in October every year. I haven't seen anything up yet for 2016, but I'm thinking you probably have it already started to be planned, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation Ladies' Day, right? All the proceeds will go to the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, yes. And ladies get a chance to participate in all kinds of different types of shooting as well. Do you want to give us a little background on what happened, what year it started, and also some of the how things have grown over the years?
Oh, my. Okay. Well, but the first one was held in 2012, mm-hmm. which seems like yesterday. We're coming up on the fifth anniversary, which I was like, wow, where did time go?
Wow.
Yeah, so we had 50 ladies, kind of a low participation, and then the next year we had 300 show up. Or sorry,
holy cow.
Almost 300. And mostly from... A lot of knocking on doors, handing out flyers. Our local media was very, very, very great at press coverage, television coverage. It was amazing, absolutely amazing. And obviously Facebook, our website, our Barry Gun Club website has a link on there. It's just been growing astronomically every year. Uh-huh. And we have ladies coming back year after year, and some won't miss it. I get emails all year round. When is Ladies' Day? When is Ladies' Day? Yes, it's just exploded, and the ladies love it. We have groups of ladies coming. Last year we had two different groups of motorcycle clubs come. And
wow.
Yes, and it's there's so much participation and support from the club, from all the instructors. My biggest corporate sponsor right now is Glock, and last uh-huh. year they donated a pistol. Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
So,
yeah.
So Glock 17 was the one that they donated, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, and they're donating another one this year. And yes, very cool. So I have a grand prize for non-shooters and a grand prize for shooters. We have Cabela's up in Barrie as well, who are huge corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. Elwood Epps, which is another local gun store. They basically say, okay, Ladies' Day's coming. What do you need? The gifts and prizes that I collect are amazing.
Wow.
And it's been fantastic. It's a tax deductible charity. Mm-hmm. I get ammo donated from Winchester. The CSSA donates. They put together gift bags, goodie bags, with their eyes and their ears of sanitizer, pens, bore lights. Last year the Canadian Firearms Institute sent me 300 plastic badges. It's a guest pass with a breast cancer symbol on it.
Nice.
It was, wow. Yes, yes, yes. It's actually kind of nice now. This year, the past couple of years I've had the press contacting me.
Wow, wow.
So it's taken on
a life of its own.
Yes.
So how many people attended last year? I think that was your highest attendance, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, just a little over 300. Everyone signs a guest form and some people included two and three names on the guest form.
Okay.
So we had well over 350 if memory serves.
Okay, so that's a huge event then.
Yes, yes. And then the ladies, actually last year we included black powder. And I didn't think the ladies would take to it. They loved
wow.
it. They loved it. And then the black powder guys, they had a blast, literally, with the ladies. They loved it. And they're kind of an older group of gentlemen. And they loved it. They wanted to be part of it. And I wasn't too sure on how to incorporate it, but... they had a lineup of ladies as long as you can possibly see. They loved it. Wow. So now that's included this year now is Black Powder.
Okay. So what other disciplines are you including?
We do cowboy action, and they love that. They set up, I think it's up to 8 little stations, and the ladies have a choice of one gun because there's not enough time to put them through with the 3 guns from cowboy. Uh-huh. And they get to shoot the reactive steel. And all the safety instructors get them to choose names, and then they get to try rifle, and they get to try handgun, pistol, skeet, and I said now black powder.
Wow.
Yes.
Lots
yes.
to do.
Yes.
So what are some of the things that you learned over the years? What worked and what didn't work? Because this is your 5th year, you're saying.
Yes. The second year we were bombarded with the extra amount of ladies, and we handled it really well. So every year we're getting better at organizing and getting ladies in line. And now we have a couple of runners that will go and check the ranges to see what's not too busy, and then we'll start directing people in that direction just so there's not too much of a wait. Okay. And that's probably my biggest complaint right now is the wait times. Uh-huh. There is no specific appointment times because we also have another charity shoot, and I didn't find that would work with my event.
Okay.
Yeah, just because the ladies see, like, they kind of like to drop in. It's a Sunday afternoon, we have grandmothers and sisters and like family members, kids. We had a little girl shooting. She's like 12 years old, and she loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go back a little bit. Who came up with the idea to start it?
When I first joined the gun club, there wasn't a whole lot of ladies, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have a ladies-only event? And then I kind of bounced it off one of some of the directors, mm-hmm. and another director named Alex, he recommended it to the board. So it was that's how it started, and it's just been snowballing ever since.
Okay. What about, so you said that the range has been very supportive, and also it was supported by the directors and all that. Do you have guys coming out to help on the day of?
The whole club is shut down.
Okay.
It's well known now that the first Sunday of the month, the whole club is shut down. We have more volunteers than you can possibly imagine, and people want to help because they love seeing the ladies' faces. They love it. They love seeing that they get so excited when they shoot. We've had quite a few ladies join. Uh-huh. Sadly, right now, I guess all gun clubs in Ontario, there's a huge wait list. Uh-huh. But we've had them do their PAL course and join the club.
Wow.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
That's from somebody who's never shot a gun in their life.
Yeah. So you're seeing a lot of huge benefits from having this one event, or you're seeing that membership at the range has increased, the ratio of women attending has increased.
Yes, and over the years, our club is very women friendly. Uh-huh. And just for Ladies' Day alone, everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to visit. It's such a good community event, and to get some positive publicity on guns. Uh-huh. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Because all of our newspapers, I make like the front page of our local newspapers. So it's
wow.
Yes, with a gun in my hand. Can you? Yeah, seriously.
Positive I love media. It.
That's so awesome. So awesome.
So this year, any new plans besides you said that you have Black Powder as is now actually part of it. Anything else that's going to be new this year?
I have a couple of other big corporate sponsors, which I can't really say who they are at this point, mm-hmm. but they're coming out in full force. Okay. And right now, that's the biggest event right now is adding Black Powder and having some major corporate sponsors. I mean, Glock is my huge, huge corporate sponsor, mm-hmm. and they've actually put me in touch with a couple of other really good contacts.
Nice. That's excellent. Yes. Ladies, do you have any other questions for Susan? I know that you all...
I do. Go ahead. I do. I do. I do. Because... I really do. Because
because I was one of the founders of the women's club that's out here in Vancouver Island. And I have to be honest, I sort of threw up my hands after about 3 years because we found that women would sign up to, you know, I would volunteer at sportsman shows and stuff. And we'd say, yeah, you know, we've got this women's group at Vic Fish and Game and, you know, everybody come out and start to shoot. And it does still put on, a few, intro shoots during the year, but the women, the gals never followed through. You know, we'd find a few women that would take their R pals, and then they'd disappear.
Oh.
And then some women would come up and, you know, we would have an event. They would pay $20 or $25 to use the club guns, shoot the club ammo. And that was fun. They enjoyed it, but they never picked it up any further. And we have the IPSC club or, you know, the group that I shoot most often with on the island here, the South Island Action Shooters, is primarily an IPSC and IPSC style shooting group of guys. And they absolutely turn themselves inside out to bring women in. And if a girl comes up to the range, if a gal comes up and has a gun, I mean, that's how I got into it, was I was kind of, you know, do I do IPSC or PPC? They're both kind of interesting. And a couple of the fellas said, here, you know, here's my SR9. Have you ever shot one? Try it. Here's my Glock. Try it. You know, here's my Colt. Try it. And they will do anything they possibly can, short of buying a gun, you know, for a gal, to make sure that they get involved. But the women out here don't, or at least the women that I've run into, they come out, they have a look, and that's as far as it goes. And we've hosted a few women's evenings at our local hunting and outfitters supply outlet, Island Outfitters, who have really been terrific in trying to draw women in. But there seems to be this wall there where they go up to a certain point. Yeah, and they just kind of go, well, it's not for me. And I think for us, a lot of it has to do with they're apprehensive about going up to the range. They're afraid of what they're going to come, you know, what they're going to find. And my reaction has always been, look, ladies, just if you have your RPAL, just go up there, set up and start shooting, because I can guarantee you within 15 minutes, somebody's going to come along and say, hey, how are you? My name is, and what can I do to help? But what do you do to get these gal, you know, do these women, you know, come back? And if they do, how did you get them to do that?
Well, they come back. I think there's a ton of prizes that they can win, a ton of gift baskets. So they love that. I spend countless hours of decorating them and putting them in beautiful little baskets and making them all look pretty. So they love that. They love the interpersonal skill, and they love holding the guns and shooting the guns. We have had not a whole lot, but quite a few ladies want to join the club and they continue to. But they've made it a yearly event. Like it's like, okay, let's go once a year and shoot guns.
And that's what we have as well. But it's like I want to see more of these ladies shooting IPSC. I want to see more of these women going out hunting. I want to see more of these gals saying, hey, you know, I want to come up to the range on this day or that day. But it doesn't seem to. Well, you know, I don't really need to buy a handgun. I don't really need to buy a rifle. They don't want to seem to take that extra step and actually get into firearms. You know, it's just like, ladies, you don't know what you're missing. This is just such an amazing world. You know, what's stopping you from taking that leap?
Right. Like I said, the way I think a lot of ladies treat Ladies' Day is it's a yearly fun thing for them to do. But the ones that have joined, I've seen them, I've shot with them, I talk to them, I encourage them, and I'm quite verbal and very outgoing. So I don't know if that makes a difference. And just knowing that there's another woman there to support them, maybe makes
well, I think that's not you. Yeah, you see where I again where I am. That's not really an issue because there's two or three of us that are up there all the time.
Right.
And
right.
I'm a range safety officer up at VPGA. So I just say, listen, if you guys want to come, just let me know. Here's my email address. Here's my phone number.
Yeah.
If you want to come out, just tell me when you're free, and I'll make sure you don't even have to have a gun. You can shoot any one of mine.
Yeah.
Just come on out. And people will be very keen, and they seem very gung-ho, and then they sort of fall off the face of the earth. And it's like, you really don't know. Like, I mean, for me, IPSC is a perfect sport because you're only competing with yourself.
Right.
Really.
Well,
and you're not. But I mean, you do get to a point where it's more than that. But it's not like you have to compete. You could be shooting next to a grandmaster on a stage, and it's not like, oh my God, I have to beat him with his open STI. You don't have to do that. And 9 times out of 10, that guy with the open STI, at least out here, is going to say, hey, what can I, you should have, what's your plan? You should run the stage this way. How about doing it that way? And so it's like, look, this is a really great opportunity in sport for women to sort of pitch in with, because you don't have to aim for the stars to have fun.
Right, right.
Right.
I find a lot of, when you're saying how the open shooters will come up to you and start talking, I don't find that in Ontario.
Yeah, they do here. They do out here.
It must be a demographic thing.
Yeah, they do out here. I mean, I just shot last, actually, pardon me while I digress for a moment, but an IPSC shooter will understand this. Last week, like a couple of weeks ago, I shot a match and I put a magazine, or rather a magnet on my front mag pouch, left 2 mags on there, stepped up to the line. Yeah, I stepped up to the line, shot the stage, and my buddy who was ROing the stage, it's a guy who I knew outside of shooting, said, sorry, sis, got to bump you up to open. Well, I was the butt. From production. I was the butt of the match for the rest of the weekend, and I couldn't go anywhere without somebody going, oh, Don, when are you going to buy an open gun? And it wasn't malicious. Oh, yeah. And it wasn't malicious and it wasn't cruel. It was funnier than hell. And I'm still hearing about it, And all of those guys were just like, oh my God, that's so, we feel so badly for you because we know you hate open guns, but damn, that was funny, So, I mean, I heard about it. I'm still hearing about it, but in a good way. And I must have had, it was a rookie thing to do, and it was not dangerous by any means, of course, but it was one of those, oh my God, what was I thinking? Apparently I wasn't. But all the open guys that I knew, they were like, hey, it is what it is. And we turned what could have been like a, oh my God, I don't want to come back, to, hey, that was a riot. That was really funny. I mean, it basically tossed my results for that day. It was pretty much kind of a waste for me for production classification wise. But we sure had a lot of fun with my mistake, and it was good fun, and it was a lot of good laughs over beer afterwards, So, I don't know.
Well, one of the things that we're going to do at the end of the show is what we're going to try and do is come up with some ideas to get some more ladies to the range. But I think we can also look at trying to maybe come up with some ideas to maybe getting, once the ladies are there at the range, trying to get them to stay at the range. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And participate. Cause, I know that I was kind of that person too that didn't really at first. So yeah, maybe we all have, brainstorm, come up with some ideas to do that. Yeah, because it'd be nice, again, to have, a few more ladies doing IPSC, or a few more ladies, working the lines at an Appleseed, or, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. Speaking of Appleseed, Stacy.
Yes, dear.
Oh, sorry, just hold on a second. Susan?
Yes.
Anything else about the upcoming event that's going to be happening on October 6th, you said, of this year?
I've got my recent flyers. I have to have a quick look at it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We can come back.
Okay. I believe it is. Oh my gosh. It's October 2nd this year.
Oh, okay. Yep, so it's really early.
Yes, it's early this year. Yes.
But it's the first Sunday of the month.
Yes, and always the first Sunday. Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Yes. And anybody can come. You don't have to live in the Barrie area, though,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Anybody. Thanks. Come on, Stacy. Come on up from the States.
Oh, that'd be great. I think she should come up.
And you too, Kelly. Hold on. All it's right. Cool. And other than the theme, you open now, Dawn, okay?
No, never again.
Oh,
No.
She's never going to live this down now. Okay. Stacy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the female version of Appleseed? I have a little thing here. Yeah. In front of me, but why don't you tell us about it?
Well, I wouldn't really call it the female version of Appleseed.
Okay.
What it is, women are welcome at any of our events. But we do have specific events located all across the country that are women only. And those are established more to bring in the people who normally wouldn't feel comfortable in a male-dominated environment. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because there's not, but there are some women that just don't feel comfortable on the same range as a guy who's been shooting for 30 years if they're just starting.
Yeah.
So what they are is, most of the time, a lady seat event will be run by a lady shoot boss, and there may or may not be male instructors there during that time. Most of the time they will be staffed with females, and there may be a couple of guys, you know, to do the heavy lifting if they need to move water or whatever, that kind of stuff around. But they are generally not the ones on the line instructing or demoing or, you know, going through the positions. It's all centered around the females and the differences between the male and the female anatomy and how we can use that to our advantage when shooting. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
So Appleseed has a lot to do with history as well. Is there a female component of it brought into the lady seed?
There is. You will still hear the three strikes. Those don't change. But normally on day two, you won't hear the normal dangerous old men stories that we would normally tell, like Samuel Whittemore and, you know, just the normal stuff. You'll hear the stories about the wedding that never was, which was Lydia Mullican and her fiance, Daniel Prescott, who he actually ended up not marrying her because he was imprisoned in a warship. You will hear the story about, the young girls and what they were doing through those days, and the young wives and what their responsibilities were with all the men out fighting and how they were able to help. I do have one female shoot boss in Michigan who will take the second strike and tell, because it's the story of basically Isaac Davis.
Right.
She will tell that from Hannah's perspective.
Okay.
And it's actually incredibly moving to hear it done that way.
Okay. I'm interested because I've heard it a couple of times, right?
Right.
But I haven't heard it from the point of view of Hannah, so.
Yeah. And she's kind of been off the grid for a little while. I talked to her a couple weeks ago, and she's actually trying to get back into the events. So it'd be nice to have her back. As for who came up with the idea for these, it was before my time. I honestly couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It is very highly supported by the entire cadre of Appleseed, mainly because what it does is it brings out those people that we wouldn't normally see and gets them involved. And then once they're comfortable with their skills, then they will move into a normal Appleseed where they know that they're comfortable and they're okay.
Yeah. And how do you find that, the women, how do you find that their skills progress? Are they, like, we know that women are, are open to instruction and that as well? Do you find that they progress a little faster than other people?
Well, it depends.
Or,
A lot of people will say that women are generally better shots. Yes. I find that with even with rifles or pistols that is true. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's because we're always pointing our fingers at people and but it just seems to go that way.
So
I've heard a working theory that it's because we're not so concerned about getting it perfect for, you know, potentially the male who has taken us out shooting. That we're actually listening and absorbing things and trying to do it the right way instead of fast and perfectly the first time. Yeah. So it's a theory.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, they tend to progress more quickly once they sit there and listen to what they're being taught.
Yeah.
And we don't get as much feedback.
Well, it's less ego, I think.
Maybe.
we don't go in going, oh yeah, it's a gun, this is going to be so natural for me, of course I'm going to do well. It's okay, I'm a children's librarian, I'm an Anglophone living in a Francophone community, and my husband is a co-host of one of the others, I'm the executive producer, so I don't have to be politically charitable.
Oh, Jewel. That's why we love having you on. I did have a question about, now these are all down in the States, but what if somebody wanted to start up a ladies' seat? Where can they find them? And what about having them up here in Canada at some point?
Well, I can answer your second question first. That's going to be up to you.
Okay.
We do actually have a national ladies' seat coordinator down here. Her name is Trisha. You can find her on the forums. Or if you wanted to get one, like say you wanted to do one in, I don't know, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. What we would do then is get you the email address for Oklahoma, and you could send it to the state coordinator, who would then, you know, work with Trisha to get it staffed, because right now we are staffing all the lady seeds through Trisha.
Okay.
Because she has the contact information for all the female instructors and IITs in the country. Mm-hmm. And it'll be kind of like pulling people in.
Now, you said that it's usually a lady shoot boss. How many lady shoot bosses do you have?
We have, at least in Michigan, we have 4.
Okay.
2 of them don't work a whole lot of shoots anymore. As for the rest of the states, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have that number handy.
Okay. And up in Canada, we're still trying to even just set up the maple seed, so at some point maybe we will have a ladies maple seed.
That would be great.
Yeah.
So I haven't... we've got a train going by. That's great. I can't hear myself talking. Yeah, so there's our house, and then there's the main road through to the rest of New Brunswick. This is the only way to access it. And then mm-hmm. right after the road, we have the train track. And then mm-hmm. just beyond the train track is the river, and on the other side of that river is Maine. So if I actually did want to start an international incident...
You could.
I can just fire shot across the river.
You could.
Don't
do that. you're quite... Yeah, you're... There's actually a Appleseed in the near future down in Bangor, isn't there? One near Bangor?
I'm
looking right now.
Yeah, you could get there.
Well, I was Jewel. Just curious about the Mapleseed ones. Mm-hmm. Does it include Canadian historical components?
Well, what's happening right now is we're just trying to get it up and running.
Okay.
And we had one back in August, and that's the one that Sarah was at as well.
Okay.
And it had the American history component to it. What we're trying to do is actually get the Canadian, so we're trying to establish it here in Canada. We do have a few instructors in training that have been taken up the cause, basically, and a few people who have earned their patches, the rifleman patches, already as well. And we also have somebody who's doing Apple Corps as well. That'd be me. Apple Corps is the admin side of things. But what we're trying to do is...
Are you the director and everything else, Kelly?
The director?
Why not?
The administrative assistant or the administrative director and everything else?
Yeah, basically. So,
self-appointed, voluntold.
Two-year-old, all of the above. No. No, I earned my patch when I went down in... A couple of months ago, didn't I?
Yeah, it was March.
And it was March.
Snow.
And sleet and snow and rain, and it was really cold.
And stuck Jeep.
And a stuck Jeep. We lost the Jeep. And, oh, on a side note, I just have to say thank you again for Trevor for bailing on that date. Yeah, he's the one that set it up. And
we won't be doing May or March again.
Not the beginning of March in Michigan, no.
We'll push it to April. We'll do the 19th weekend if we're going to do something.
But, however, that being said, there was how many rifleman patches handed out?
Five?
There was a lot.
Six?
There were seven.
Was there seven?
There was six the first day, and then there was one more on the Sunday.
You're right.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah. So, and, yep, and I am the first Canadian woman to actually get a rifleman patch.
Yeah.
Just had, had to say. Anyways, so going back to that, we're just trying to get all the logistics, like even just the targets and everything and designed. So we're working on those, and then we'll have, like, test shoots again, and then maybe the history component added into it to make it a two-day event. So,
wow.
Yeah, so, but right now we have the charity shoot that's taking up a lot of time as well, but after that, maybe. Right?
Cool. History has always been something that's fascinated me. So mm-hmm. knowing that the Appleseed one is based so much in American history mm-hmm. and like the beginnings and everything, just sort of struck a chord and made me stop and think, hey, what about the Canadian elements and the women who were involved with that too?
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be neat to actually include all of that too. As I actually like that part of it too.
Yeah.
But I think that just get the first part of it down first, and then
yeah,
look
for
at the
sure,
second
for
part.
Sure. I might be volunteering myself to help with the historical component.
Well, look at that! I got another blue hat.
Awesomeness.
But you are.
Like, my undergrad was a double major in political science and history.
Oh. Yay!
And I did a lot of concentration on North American and then Canadian, Maritime Atlantic, women in Acadia and Quebec and, yeah.
Upper Canada, Lower Canada, all that.
Yeah, not a whole lot of Upper Canada. No.
Okay. Can you? Hey, Jewel.
God, military history was 20th century military history was something I wanted to major in. That was either that or English Lit. I ended up not doing either.
Oh. Okay. Hey, Jewel.
Yes.
Where did you go to school?
I went to St. Thomas University.
Yes, we did, didn't we?
What's 2 + 2?
Kelly doesn't know.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did someone make that up like after you graduated?
No. I don't know.
You don't remember that? Oh my goodness.
No.
Okay.
What was
I was a frosh leader for a couple of years. Okay. So I
we're
learned...
digressing here, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm still gonna do it anyway. So the call out from all of the leaders to the Frosh group is, what's 2 + 2? And then because we're a liberal arts school, we yell, 4, it's Hikety jike, salma salma roo, a rickety 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 stu, shri, oh shara, shara, ra, ra, St. Thomas, hurrah!
Well done,
Jewel. Are you feeling like a cheer? I can see you like jumping and pom-poms and everything, Jewel.
No, there was no pom-poms, but I was bouncing up and down and I was waving my fists in the air, so.
Seriously? Yes. I don't remember that.
I just do it naturally. I don't know.
Anyways. She is our cheerleader.
She is.
And she's cute, too. I sound like Thomas, don't I?
Yeah. Hey, Jewel. All right. There is an Appleseed in Columbia.
Yes.
And then one in Skowhegan. I don't know how they say that.
I think that's
Skowhegan, yeah.
One's June 25th, 26th. One's July 23rd and 24th.
Well, I'm pretty. I have a feeling that there's something else going on June 25th and 26th.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go to that. You're coming to Ontario to be the official photographer.
Oh, I thought I was coming for my minion slippers.
You are coming for the minion slippers.
I'm going for my minion slippers.
All right. Okay, ladies, why don't we... is there anything else about Lady Seed? I'm trying to move us along, you know.
It's okay. We're just chasing squirrels.
I know. Anything else about Maple Seed or Lady Seed or Apple Seed or any other seeds?
I'm not going to touch that.
All right. So why don't we talk about some leagues and different clubs and that. Dawn, how are you doing? You still
I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So I know that you've already talked about it a little bit, the fact that you normally shoot out of the Victoria Fish and Game Protective Association, the club that's on the South Island. You also do the Action Shooters or the SIAS, and you do the
SIAS. I also shoot, actually, my other home range on the mainland, if sort of semi-home range, is Abbotsford.
Okay.
Which is home to a lot of our country's top IFSC guys. So, shameless brag.
Yay.
So, yeah.
So, tell us all about what's going on there in regards to IFSC and ladies being introduced to it and that is all. How you kind of like what you see for the future for IFSC at your range.
Well, at our range, it's kind of an open door. I mean, it's funny because I've never, to be honest, I mean, I've competed in sports almost, I'm 58 and I've competed internationally and stuff since I was 18 years old. So I've never really, never really had a lot of women friends that I competed with or, you competed against people and then you didn't exactly make up to them and have them as your BFFs afterwards. But shooting has kind of changed that for me, and one of my very best friends is somebody who I compete with on a regular basis, and we train together, and we shoot together, and we belong at the same range. And we try to have an open door policy for women coming in. Every June, Vic Fish and Game has what we call Discovery Day, and it's an open day where anybody, and it's quite well publicized here in Victoria, where anybody can come, they can pick up any discipline they want for the day. They can shoot black powder, they can shoot cowboy action, action pistol, you basically come in and take your place in a lineup, and away you go. And my buddy Cheryl Henley and I are pretty much the two women on the line doing IFSC demos. So we'll be kitted out in our belts and our gear and everything else. And it's just like, yay, come on, guys. This is really something that you can get into. Anytime somebody wants to come up to a match, it's on the club calendar. Come on up for setup the day before. You don't need to pay anything to come up and watch on the day of the match. You can come along when we're in between stages. You can ask questions. So we try and be as open and forthcoming as we can just to get women involved. Because right now we're running at around, say, 10 to 15% participation in our club matches for women, that would be women. But it's not a consistent percentage, So we really want to see more women get in there. And I think the biggest thing is just them getting over this hump that the guys are going to bite their heads off, or that it's not a very welcoming environment for women, or that it's not something that women can be good at, you know? And that's, I think, our biggest issue, because we have so much fun and we have so many guy friends that are incredibly supportive and will do anything to help a gal come into the sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, it's a tough one.
Yeah, IFSC is really dynamic too, right?
Yeah, it is.
You're always moving, and do you think it might be a little bit of an intimidation or a fear factor there?
You know, just from what I see, I think the biggest step is getting women, it's not even really IFSC so much, it's getting women over the fear of holding something in their hands that will go bang.
Mm-hmm.
And at least, I mean, I can't speak obviously for the rest of the country, but I can for what I see at this range, is that once they get over, and it doesn't seem to matter whether it's a rifle or whether it's a handgun. I also tell women, you know, if you want to get into something that's relatively low key, try silhouette shooting, 22 silhouette shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's no recoil on a 22. They don't make a lot of noise. And it's something that women are naturally good at, I think, because there is that attention to detail, and there is that focus on a small target at distance. And it's something that they can, you know, again, compete on a level platform with men. And there are a fair number of women, I believe, that, you know, I mean, I haven't really done it competitively, but I've tried it for fun, you know, who are doing silhouette. And there are enough avenues in our club that any woman who is at least a bit curious can come up and say, hey, you know, what would I like to try? What do you think would, you know, what do I think might suit me best? Because we have everything. We've got black powder, like I said, we've got black powder, we've got cowboy action, we've got PPC, we run two PPC courses a year. They're usually fairly well attended by women. But it's getting them, once they've nibbled on that bait, to actually bite and set that hook. And I just feel badly because they don't seem to know how much fun they're missing, you know? Really.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a shame. But we keep activities going all through the year, and they're on. I mean, you know, having to have a range membership, this is one of the few clubs locally where you can just go and buy a membership. You don't have to go through an application process. Big Fish and Game and the Nanaimo Club, and I believe Campbell River as well. Yeah, welcome to BC. Well, that's on the island though, because if you're shooting on the mainland, there are a number of clubs there that do have capped memberships.
Mm-hmm.
The ranges are small. You know, they just can't accommodate thousands of people, right?
Right.
So if you want to just join a club, or, you know, if you need to join a club, then these are your options, and you can go into a number of different, you know, different outlets and pick up a membership, and away you go. So once you do that, and you can access the website online and see how many events there are, then you can cherry pick what you want to do. And hopefully, you know, we get hundreds and hundreds of people come through on Discovery Day. So, you know, we just kind of hope that, yeah, you know, ladies, there are a lot of options out there for you, and it's not, there's nothing to be afraid of. And from my perspective, where I sit and what I see, that seems to be the biggest stumbling block, is women are just afraid to take that step into actually committing themselves to shooting.
It's the next step. It's getting so much more involved. It's getting them from going to the range, you know, and trying it out. And quite honestly, if they're doing a little bit more of the, like you said, silhouettes, if they're doing that, they can see it's reactive, because they'll hear a ting, they'll see the silhouette fall over, or and that as well. And that's very rewarding, but taking them from that to the next step.
And I find that with hunting as well, when I try to get women involved in hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of kicks things up another notch, because you're actually pointing a trigger, you're pointing a gun and pulling a trigger on something that's alive. And
mm-hmm.
and I find that a lot of women have trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, right? I understand that, and it's a difficult hurdle for a lot of women to overcome. But again, at the end of the day, the hunt is one thing, but it's the thrill of the chase. It's being in the outdoors. It's being in, I mean, right now it's like mid-20s. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. You know, I mean, who cares if you shoot something or not? You're in the great outdoors. You know, you're practicing a skill, which is a great crossover for, you know, a lot of other things you might want to do. And the hunt is just a very small part of the entire experience. You know,
Matthew.
So that is something you want to try and, you know, try and sort of promote and say, look, it's not just about mm-hmm. bringing something home to put in the freezer. It's everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Jewel, what were you going to say?
I was going to say when Matthew goes out with our pastor, Matt, they usually wind up seeing absolutely nothing at all, but they're still going out with
yeah.
their guns. They're enjoying it. So
yeah.
they've taken to calling it armed hiking instead of hunting.
Sarah.
Yeah.
I have a quick question from you. Dawn's mentioning about a woman, she doesn't see women involved. I shot cowboy action for 2 years. I have never seen so many women involved in all my life. Is that the same where you are?
Not really.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, there are a lot of, it's interesting you brought that up because most
yeah.
of the girls I know and that I interact with on a regular basis in our club are involved in cowboy action.
Okay.
And involved in, you know, in black powder as well and in what do you call them? Not revisionist, reconstruction, you know.
Oh, I know what you're talking, recreations.
Yeah. Thank
they're
you.
Looking, yeah.
Starts with an R-E, you know.
Yeah.
And those gals are super active and super keen.
Yeah, you know? it's the whole, and this is where Jewel and Sarah, I think that you guys have done the recreation, the history part of it, right?
Yes.
Sarah, you've done a little bit from the point of view of when you were working at the museum, right?
Yeah.
Where you actually used to dress up, and that was something of a draw for you.
Yeah, like Jewel, my undergrad's in history, and I love all aspects of it, and the costuming I find it fun to dress up and immerse myself in that, so I was really drawn originally to cowboy action shooting because I got to wear a costume. Shooting.
Me too. And it was friendly. It was a very
yeah.
friendly atmosphere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I don't know if it's just my area where I am in the world, but not a lot. Like, in any of my shooting disciplines, I don't see any females, and I'm often the only one on the range. And at the club meetings, it's like, I'm one of three in a room full of guys, and it's just very strange sometimes.
Well, see, at our club, there's a ton of women that shoot cowboy action. Not so many with IPSC, but a ton. So I don't know what the difference. Well, I guess I do know what the difference is, but it's different. It's very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Different draws for different.
Well, we say out here, you know, and I don't see that. I mean, I do see this from an outsider's point, but we do have a saying that IPSC stands for irritable people squabbling constantly.
Absolutely.
But,
welcome to Ontario.
You know, yeah.
Okay, you've now officially made the club.
we're our own entity in Ontario. Didn't you know that? We have a border.
Oh yeah. I would dare to say that we're rather divisionist out here as well. In several different directions, you know, but having said that, from a woman coming in and looking for IPSC was something I always wanted to do. The minute I pick up a handgun, I went, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand where I don't want to say average or typical, but where women coming in and looking at what is offered might look at what IPSC represents and say, wow, that is very intimidating. That's pretty high,
right.
You know, high drive.
Right.
And it's twitchy, you know, and I can see why people might not want to be. And it's not cheap either, but
no,
but
it's not.
Welcome to shooting.
Well, welcome to shooting. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But
especially cowboy action with the guns.
yeah. But you know, it's. I think that it's what I see and what makes me sad, I guess, is the hesitation to give it a try. You know, because we have an intro IPSC program, you know, where I, like, for instance, I teach a course, a volunteer course up at the range, which is, if you're thinking of taking your black badge, this is what you will need to know. If you want to shoot our club matches, this is what you have to have. You do not have to have a black badge, but you do have to have this. Yeah, our club matches, okay? Just our local club matches, which we have once a month. You do not have to have a black badge, but you have to be holster trained, and you have to have our intro to IPSC club course. No. You can't just show up and say, hey, I want to shoot.
Yeah, okay. It's good to have at least a level of safety instilled before you can do anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's taught by everybody who teaches it is a black badge holder. You can try it and say, hey, you know, I really like this, or, nah, no, it's not for me, right? And you still should have all the gear. You need, you know, the belt and the mag pouches and so on and so forth, and an IPSC legal gun. But you don't have to actually take that step and obtain your black badge before you shoot a local club match at my range. No. So there is that interim step where ladies can come in and say, yeah, you know, this is really great, or, goo, it's a little more than I want to take on, or I want to sit in the middle and just play this for a little while until I find out whether or not. We also have something, just to kind of keep going, we also have something called the Independent Shooters League on the island, or ISL, which are matches held between Campbell River, Courtney, and Victoria. And it's a little bit, I mean, it's IPSC. You know, IPSC match, IPSC style matches again. But again, same thing. You do not have to have a black badge to shoot ISL. Yeah.
Now, I know one thing that happens, Sarah, you were talking about it, the fact that if somebody comes out to a cowboy action match and somebody's interested, they can, you know, almost from the point of view of somebody who would be there afterwards or whatever and say, here, why don't you try this out? Or if you were, they were interested in it, but they didn't want to put the investment in at first to purchase all the guns, people would loan them the equipment and that as well, just to see if they would get interested in it. What do you guys think about that from the point of view of having, like, if women are, it is a huge investment to actually. So for example, IPSC, it is a huge investment, but I know that when I tried it last summer, I thought, oh my God, this is awesome. You get to move. It's dynamic. It's exciting. As opposed to sitting, you know, or standing, you know, on the 25, one firing line and just, you know, trying to hit the target somewhere's down, you know, down. So, do you have, or even just bringing, friends to the range and getting, and giving them the basic instruction and all that, and then getting them competent on whether it's a 22 or, you know, a 9mm, and then giving them, like, setting up one stage or something like that. Do you ever do that?
No, we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do too.
You're fully allowed to participate in cowboy action without the investment, but we don't have any type of intro to IPSC program whatsoever. You can't come shoot. You can't come play with us unless you're black badge.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's the same with pretty much all the clubs I've ever been to in my part of or my neck of the woods.
Okay. So you can't play unless you already know how
unless
to play.
Unless you pay.
But how do you know that you want to play if you can't go and play for free?
Yeah. Come and watch. Or you can shoot from a table. You're allowed to, you can shoot from a table, which doesn't even depict what IPSC is.
No. You can.
But with cowboy action, you can fully participate. They'll loan you, you can borrow guns until you can afford your own guns or whenever you get your own guns. And they allow you to come play with them every match.
Yeah, as long as, like, it says on the sign up sheet, if there's any request, like, I'm sharing my guns with so-and-so, mark it down so they can put you at opposite ends of the order so you can swap out your guns. Guys do it all the time at the matches.
Yes. And that seems to be the standard for all of cowboy actions, worldwide, or North America-wide anyways.
Right.
Because we at Abbotsford, which is the mainland range I belong to, one of our nation's top IPSC guys, when he's in the country, runs drills three times. Actually, we do run drills three times a week, whether Rob is there or not. But Tuesday, we run a steel session. Friday and Saturday, we run what we call skills and drills. And Fridays are basically for nuke shooters. They don't have to have a black badge. They should have their belts and mags and so on and so forth, and they're vetted before they're allowed to shoot.
Right.
But Abbotsford has an indoor, we do this indoors, so it runs all year long. And you come out Friday night from 7 until 10, unless there's some mitigating circumstance, like a match or, people are sick or what have you. And, your gear is checked and you're given a pretty strong safety drill, but you can try it to see if this is the sort of thing that you might be interested in. Right. And like I said, we've got some pretty high skill shooters there. Rob Eng, if any of the IPSC guys, mm-hmm. any people know who Rob is, he runs it when he's home and he passes it off to other local, master shooters when he's not. And that goes all year long. So, whether you want to practice your skills or whether you want to just, and here's a guy who is, he shoots all over the world, but here's a guy who, any chance he gets, he's paying it forward to new people coming in. I mean, I've watched him take an hour out of our shooting time.
Really?
To fix a gun for somebody who's just come in and said, hey, this is broken. And he's like, okay, wait, you guys. Oh, yeah. He won't brag about how much he puts into this, but I will, because he's on the other side of the world and he can't kill me from where he is. So, he can't shoot me from where he's at. But here's a guy who puts in huge number of hours, helping new people. I know for myself, he's been a tremendous asset to my own shooting, and he just basically does it pretty much gratis. If you've got a trouble, he's Mr. Go-To if you have a CZ. Absolutely. It's just like, Rob, fix this. Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me.
You're very lucky.
Believe me. We all know. And there's two or three other guys who are very much the same way. And if Rob's not in town, somebody else runs the drills and they go like clockwork. So if you want to come out and shoot, there's your opportunity.
I think it depends. I know that there's certain people out your way, Jewel, who will do that as well. I know that in Ontario, it's a little harder to do. Yeah, you really need a black badge. You need to take the course and you need to get your black badge before you can participate in anything. And I know that people have to basically train on their own unless they're training with friends at their local range. Right?
Or everybody should just move to New Brunswick because we're all friendly out here.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a border.
Well, that's okay because once I become Prime Minister and annex the United States, maybe we'll be able to see about fixing the border between New Brunswick and Ontario.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Can you just fix the IPSC borders?
That's what I was going to say. The IPSC borders.
let's just say that I could probably easily find someone who's frustrated by all the crazy amount of rules and regulations and changes that just don't make sense anymore.
Just someone? And, oh, I can find you 100.
revamp the whole thing. So, yeah.
She has, close relations with that person.
I have contacts. I know.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to or give a shout out to anybody in particular at the Victoria Fish and Game Protective Association or anything else, Dawn? We're going to move on to.
If any of you guys are ever out this way, look me up. And I will introduce you to some pretty amazing guys and some pretty cool women and take you out shooting. We've got some good ranges out here and we've got some as I've said, you know, we've got some amazing, I hate that word. I use it way too much, but awesome. I hate that word too, but, but really, really,
outstanding.
Really outstanding, you know.
And you don't shroud steel, do you? I've shot out there. I love BC.
You know, we've got, there are just, I don't know what I would do without the group of guys and a couple of gals, but primarily the guys that I'm shooting with. And, you know, they would be the first ones to take me out in the back and strangle me for making them look like a bunch of big softies, but that's exactly what they are.
Oh.
And, yeah, they like to, and if any of you are out at the IPSC Nationals this year, you'll see most of them.
Okay.
Yeah, the BC crew are just, I cannot tell you how incredibly supportive they are of women shooters. I know because I've been the recipient of a lot of that, and amazing. So when you're ever out this way, just make sure you look me up.
We will.
We'll do.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's awesome. Again, I'm using that word. I use way too much, too.
I hate that word. I just hate that word. Hate it.
Oh, okay.
But there it is.
The
band on awesome.
Yeah. It's fantastic. That's stupendous. Amazing.
Yeah,
excellent.
Okay, Jewel, if we need to use one of those words, we'll call on you and you can go through the whole thesaurus and insert a new one.
Those off the top of my head.
Okay. Oh, you're the automatic thesaurus.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
See,
I just used one. All right. Sarah?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Why don't you tell us a little, we've already talked a lot about cowboy action already, but why don't you tell us about cowboy action in Ontario? What's going on with it? What types of things that you're seeing as well? Like, we talked a little bit about the dress and all that. That is the really one of the really cool aspects of it, and it might draw people into it.
Yeah, and like there's different rules for a lady shooting cowboy with your costume, because you're supposed to, depending on your category. The one I shoot is classic cowgirl, so there are rules. I'm supposed to have accessories with my costume.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like the standards that the guys have, like vests and arm garters and watches and knives and things like that. But girls, they can have any one of those. Plus they have a whole other list they can choose from. So depending on how you want your look to be, you could, go with your classic, you know, pioneer look. I kind of go with that more so than the saloon girls and the Victorian style. It's not very it's hot when you shoot. You don't want to be wearing a corset or like satin. So,
oh my god,
yeah,
that's a little much for me. I'm not there yet. I would love to get one of those one day, but I'm slowly but surely building. But you can wear hoops, you can bring purses, pocket watches, you can have the big feathered hats, bloomers, boas, fishnet stockings, depending on where you want to go with your look.
Cape as well, it looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
lots
so maybe we
stuff.
Should stop talking about Bolivar's Closet and get into what you actually wear for, like, the
Jewel.
Yeah, you can have a lot of fun with this. So I'm looking forward, because it's fun to change it up every once in a while. I'm always looking for new pieces and finding new things, so... but I tend to stick to, like... We can also wear jeans as well as dresses and skirts, which is nice because just depending on the weather, I have a little bit more freedom in what I wear. Some of the guys, when they're out there shooting, they look like they're dying in their wool pants and vests and everything like that. And I've just got a skirt and a blouse on and my hat and I'm good to go.
Now, you said there's other accessories. So you said wouldn't a feather boa get in the
Yeah, I'm not
way?
Quite sure. I've seen photos and videos of people shooting dressed up like that, and they've just got it, like, around their shoulders or tied it around their neck like a scarf, and they're just kind of off to the races.
Okay.
I'm not that coordinated yet. I feel like I would be shooting the boa a lot. There'd be a lot of feathers flying, so maybe one day I'll be coordinated enough to keep the boa away from the barrel, especially with the lever. I just imagine it getting caught, and it would just be terrible.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that, yeah. With the So let's talk about the different types of firearms that you do have.
Yeah, so
when you're competing in it.
Probably the reason why cowboy action shooters are so happy to share their guns is because you have to buy four to compete. So it's pretty expensive to get started. I just bought four and showed up after trying a stage once. So you need a lever action rifle and a pistol caliber. You need a shotgun from the time period, and it's all like late 19th century. And you need two single action revolvers for each stage. And all your calibers have to be from that time period as well. So you've got four guns on you. You've got all these costumes, so you have to think about, you might want a really cool feather boa, but that might not be the most practical for when you're trying to walk around with all your guns
and also
all that stuff.
And the holster, you need, how about the holsters?
I was just gonna,
beautiful leather holster cost me a fortune.
Those holsters are, the leather ones. I've got the double ones. I've got a shotgun slide for my belt because I didn't even want to purchase a shotgun belt when I saw how much they were. The holsters were killing me enough. So, but it's good.
And you, some of them, you get bandoliers made and all for your shotgun shells.
People go way out and they have things custom made. I found a website in the States where I got my double drop holsters because I liked having them drop a little bit because I can't see necessarily when I'm drawing if they're too high up on my waist just because of the way I'm built. So I need them a little bit lower on me, but I found them for like $100.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, online. I don't know. And everywhere else I was looking was like a minimum of three. So I'm not quite sure how I stumbled across this. I think it was like a biker website that just happened to sell these leather holsters. So I don't ask questions. I find things in weird spots and I just buy it and hope nothing suspicious is happening with my credit card.
All right.
You're on a watch list.
Yes.
Or on special mail-in distribution lists now.
I've bought some things off some weird websites and I just hit, just give them my card and go. PayPal is luckily.
Yes.
Is this the Don't Ask, Don't Tell website?
Sometimes I wonder where I find things. I don't know who else would be shopping for them, but I take what I can get.
The offset holsters can.
I just noticed a lot of the guys wear them a lot higher on them, so I've got ones that kind of, there's like a little strap that's on them, so they sit a little bit lower on me, because I had to install an offset piece on my IDPA holster, because when I was trying to practice, I realized when I was drawing, I couldn't actually see what I was doing without physically moving body parts out of the way, so.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been blessed.
Yes. It's only getting better.
You're pregnant.
Yeah.
One of the things with an offset holster, I was wondering about the positioning of the pistol, whether it was into the leg. We talked about this on another show. So I didn't know if it was with you as well with the leather holsters.
Possibly, because you can buy the straps. You can buy like the regular ones that sit up higher, and you can buy a strap to go with it. I bought ones that had it's just a strap already there, so it like sits on my thigh almost as opposed to on my waist. So the belt's at my waist, but the actual holster, if I was to tie it on, if I was wearing pants, they're on my thigh, so I can actually see it when I'm drawing and holstering again.
So there's no safety issues or
anything? No, luckily.
Okay, all right. So now Susan had already talked about the fact, and Dawn did as well, that it was cowboy action was very popular with the ladies there, but in southern Ontario, you haven't been seeing it as much, right?
No, not where I, and I'm not sure why that is. I shoot out of three different clubs, and there's one club where you do have like one other women generally there. Like our big match at the end of the year, there was two other women at the shoot, and I was shocked.
Wow.
Other than that, there's one of the one of the regular competitors, his daughter shoots, and she shoots every match. So she's the only other girl there consistently with me. She's 12, I think.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, just me and her really at the matches. And, but, yeah, it's, so it's kind of different. I'm used to it, so it's easy to have a perfect season when I'm the only one in my division.
That was what I was going to ask.
But just think of the positive.
Sorry, what was that?
It's nice to win that medal, isn't it?
Yeah, when I got my certificate at the end of the year, I was pretty proud.
I have two medals for my category.
Yeah. I was, but just think of the great...
Now, the ladies that have six, have a lot more in the cowboy action in their areas. So what do you think we could suggest to Sarah for getting more ladies in?
Mm-hmm. Talk to the men's wives and girlfriends?
Yes. There's,
yeah.
It's an interesting group because not only am I the only female most times, I'm also the youngest by quite a lot of years.
Wow.
So, like, one of the girls who came out a couple times, I think it was someone's daughter, and she was older than me. So she came to a couple, and then I think someone's wife was there, but, like, I never... Their wives are doing their own thing. This is like their retirement hobby, so it's just an interesting setup out of the three areas I'm shooting in.
Well, I've been in Ontario, Hamilton, and Burlington with Cowboy Action, and I found it very family oriented, and a lot of couples were doing it a lot. So I'm really surprised with your area. I'm really surprised.
Yeah, it's a lot of older gentlemen, and
it is with us as well, but.
No, their wives are doing their own thing on the weekend, I guess.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I don't know what it is. I'm finding that I'm in southern Ontario as well. I'm close to where Sarah is, too. And at the range that I was at a fun shoot last weekend, and I was the only female that was there.
Really?
And I was substantially younger than most of them.
why do I get the feeling that I'm like the grandmother in this crowd right now?
And you're not that much older than I am there, Dawn.
How old are you?
We're not born there, Dawn. Okay? Did we have to speak to this or something?
I bet I'm older than everybody here.
We signed our disclaimer and waiver at the beginning.
Oh, okay. I didn't sign a single thing.
Consent was implied.
How about this? We have some ladies in their 50s, some ladies in their 40s, some ladies in their 30s.
Okay, well, that's it. I'm pushing. I'll be 60 next year, so just so you know.
Yeah. You're not substantially older.
No, just older.
I can say that. Just a little.
Just a little.
But yeah. So I don't know. I think it's hard to say. And it's hard getting new people into the clubs too, because I know that in Ontario, we limit the numbers that are coming into our clubs. In southern Ontario, anyways.
Yeah. Are there any local reenactment groups?
Not that I can find, and I would know about that, I feel like.
Because Atlantic provinces, there are quite a few, like there are several who do different reenactments throughout the summer. And like these are women and men who are actually going out, like, because they have to be completely historically accurate too.
Yeah.
So they're going out and they're buying like the fabric that would have been around, something that would have been available to make their dresses and their bonnets and like the men's outfits and everything. And we're talking like... for any of their cooking utensils and pots and pans and any of the weapons that they would have. It's all period accurate. So I think a lot of the people who would be interested in that might enjoy this type of shooting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a reenactment group. I mean, our group out here is very into that as well, the reenactment thing. And you know, right down to the last detail, which is just a little,
it's a little much for me, and I know it can be a little much for, you know, well, no, not the whole detailed part, but it's just like, if I'm going to put that much attention into something, it's going to be,
it's a lot
that I'm, it's going to be something I'm obsessed with, and I'm not.
Yeah, it's a huge commitment. It's a huge commitment. Yeah. I'm just thinking, I worked with someone, who, she and her husband go and do that, and it's just, it's so cool. It's just so neat to see it. She posts pictures, and it's just fascinating, but it seems to me that that would be sort of a group who would be maybe more open to receive an invitation for, you know, a cowboy style or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we would have reenactment groups around here. I'm really close to Ottawa, but I haven't been able to find any.
we have, like, we have Fort Henry here, and it's quite, if you go in and you see it, it's reenactment as well, but it's, I think that they're younger people too, so I'm talking about the fact that, you know, they're 16, 17, 18, into their early 20s, and it's probably about 40 to 50% female as well. So, yeah, but that's their job, and that's their job for the summer, right? But I don't know. It's something, I don't know. Maybe we can brainstorm again, come up with some ideas.
Yeah.
Any other things that you see for SAS in the future, though, there?
Well, just the only other female shooter is in the Buckaret division, so I feel like that's a good sign, because she comes to all the matches, and I haven't been able to go to them, but I've been, like, reading the results as they've been posted, and she's still going to the matches, so she seems to enjoy it. When I was talking to her last year, you could just see the progression from when she first started to, like, barely wanting to pull the trigger to at the end, she was really more confident with it. So I'm hoping that's a good sign. And if this is a little girl or boy, they'll be out there shooting as soon as they're old enough. So,
And I think that's part of it, getting them involved and getting them, even just getting them used to going to the range and maybe even just the shooting aspect of it.
Yeah, like it's something she and her dad do. And I think she has other siblings, but they're not interested, she was saying. It's just something her and her dad share, so it's nice.
Yeah.
I think it's really nice that you're there, too, presenting a good female role model for her in it. So even if you feel sort of, okay, I'm the only, you know, woman in this division or the group or category or whatever, you're showing her that it's something that even, you know, grown up adult ladies are still doing, and it's something she could continue.
Yeah, something she can do as she gets older
and maybe invite her friends.
Yeah, when I was talking to her about it last year at the very end, we were talking about, like, growing up and doing it and when you could get into it, because she was shocked to find out I hadn't been shooting for that long and that I was that young. She thought I was quite a bit older than I was. It was pretty funny.
it's hard to tell, especially
when you're, I'm just especially a grown when up you're, there.
Yeah. Well, when you're that young, everybody's old.
Yeah. I think I told her when I graduated high school, and she's like, oh,
I wasn't even born then.
I didn't really realize that. That's not that. She's
very
really nice.
Now, you know. I'm just one of those sustainable fuel fossils, I think. Cow.
Hey, sustainable is good.
Yeah,
sustainable is good. But just
and you're passing on your knowledge and information, so you're refueling as well.
There you go.
That's true.
Oh, my.
That's my political science side coming out.
So you're going to rule the world. Convincing people.
Oh, my God.
All right, ladies. So let's brainstorm a few tips for getting some more ladies to the range. What do you think?
Well, I think make it a friendly, family, fun, inviting environment. And
yeah,
like I said, sadly, in the area I'm in, you can't get into a gun club. I wish, you know, the ladies want to come and they will come out and shoot, but they just, the way things are right now in my area, you can't get into a gun club.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the issue. Yeah. I'll send them out to BC or New Brunswick. There we go.
send them out my way because not only, and I'm going to put in a shameless plug unless you guys tell me I can't, and I'm not
do
sponsored.
It. Absolutely.
Do it, but
yeah,
can
absolutely.
I do it? Okay.
Do it.
Shameless
yeah.
plug for places like Island Outfitters here in Victoria, Reliable Guns in Vancouver, Italian Sporting Goods in Vancouver. All of these places are very pro-female. They will knock themselves out to help new women shooters. These are the places that I shop at. And I started shopping. I mean, I bought my very first gun from Italian Sporting Goods, and they were incredibly helpful because I'm left-handed. I shoot rifles left-handed. I'm left-eye dominant, but I shoot handguns right-handed.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Me, but it's hard for people watching.
You know? No, I just started doing that last summer. I have the same problem.
Especially because I close one eye. So, So I shoot IPSC right-handed with my right eye closed and my left eye open, and that puts people into just freaking tailspins. But these are people that are absolutely more than willing, and I know there's others out there. I know there are, that are more than willing to go above and beyond to help women get in. So we do have ranges out here. We do have shops out here. We do have people out here. It's just like, ladies, if you're from BC and you're listening, you know, just go and ask questions. Don't be ashamed to, the only stupid question is the one you don't ask. Mm-hmm. You know, just do it. Just go out there and have yourself a great time, because once you get bitten by that bug, it's incredible, and it'll be a lifestyle and that you'll never regret, you'll never regret doing.
It's a good skill to have.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
One of the things that someone else, we mentioned it last week on another podcast that I'm on, one of the things that we had somebody write in, and this is one of the things that he did, was during work, they were having a fundraiser draw, and one of the prizes that he offered was to take somebody out to the range.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that actually won was his work daughter. So I'm thinking she's a little younger than he was. Anyways,
yeah.
So that was the prize that was won, and she was... she's not somebody who is keen on guns, but this is something that he thinks that, you know, she'll like, and it's introducing somebody new to the sport, a female and all that too, so maybe that might be an idea, offering to take some people to ranges, whether it's, you know, just, you know, around work, but also the fact, you know, offering it, especially if you're at work or and you're having a draw for something and all that too, so I don't know.
I beg to take people out. You know, there's nothing I like. And again, you know, not to kind of monopolize the conversation, but please come on, shoot with me. The fellow that got me started in IPSC really is a guy named Al Page, who shot for Canada in a couple of world shoots. I met him when I was volunteering. I just started shooting, and I was volunteering at a sportsman's show, and we got talking about shooting. And here's somebody who had basically been shooting most of his life and had been an ammo rep for God knows how long. And he's like, yeah, come on up. And, you know, so it's just like anybody who wants out there, who wants to go shooting, for God's sake, just let me know and I'll take you shooting. Please. I'm begging you. You know, just like, hey, you don't know what you're missing. So.
How can we break the intimidation barrier? The intimidation barrier from the point of view of even just coming out, asking to come out, but then also from going from like a 22 to shotgun. Like I
think,
you know what I mean?
Think proper instruction, Kelly. That's my view.
Yeah.
Showing them how to hold it properly so they aren't afraid and they won't get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, when I was going out for the first few times with Matthew, I didn't want to be out for too long. I didn't want anything that was going to be really heavy for me. Mm-hmm. and I didn't want anything that was loud and had a recoil. So we didn't, like, I'm pretty sure I've only ever held a shotgun. I've never actually fired one. I possibly could now, but I don't like the loud, loud noise. You'd have to get me in a really good set of ears to even want to do that.
Or double so,
Yeah, even that isn't always enough.
Well, maybe we can get you onto the shotgun that I have with target loads. At the charity shoot. And I know that there's some people out there with some really, really good...
How about
good...
some cowboy loads? Hey, Sarah. Yeah. Well,
Jewel, do you have short arms?
Because
I had to get a stock cut for me for my cowboy gun because my arms were too short and I couldn't hold it properly. So when it would kick back, it was just all the worse.
Yeah.
So I can bring that down and you can try it. And it's 20 gauge, so it's it's still got a kick, but it's not... I hate shooting Mike's 12 gauge. I need to shoot a 20.
I can't
do the 12.
Oh, you know what else we have coming up at the... We have... it's the Airsoft.
Oh, yeah.
Try the Airsoft shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
And gradually step up to it. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting. I've done paintball before.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
You're a rebel.
Oh, yes. Hey, it shocks... people.
It hurts.
Well, it either shocks people or they think it's awesome. They're one extreme or the other, that I'm a children's librarian who likes to shoot guns.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. All right. Any other tips that anybody can think of?
Mike and I thought of this together because we were talking about it earlier today, and he suggested that, like, for ladies, if you're nervous about, you want to try something like IPSC or IDPA or something like that, you could almost have like a team competition where you get to go with your buddy, your spouse, your friend, whoever you're out there with, and you kind of, you get combined scores. So you're not, even if it's just for fun, no one wants to be out there by themselves, but if you know you have a teammate who you're going to be scored with, you might just feel a little bit more comfortable. I thought it was a lot of fun.
We actually did that a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago on our range out here on the island. 22s, club supplied the guns, nothing structured, just shoot balloons, shoot reactive targets. You know, I can't remember how many women we had, but we call it the Think Pink event. And it was quite, it was very well supported. You know, shooting charcoal briquettes off of popsicle sticks, you know, things like that. So it was nothing formalized. But we did have a lot of women. And my last word to women is three words, just do it. You know, just pick up that gun and give it a try. Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good advice. Take somebody new to the range as well.
Yep.
Stacy, we haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm still here.
You still with us?
I'm still here.
Do you got any tips?
She doesn't know anything about shooting. She has no tips.
Oh. No. I know nothing. Actually, no, we've had a lot of success, getting the younger girls out to the range. And if we can get the younger girls and get them to fall in love with shooting, we'll fix our own problem.
Yeah, you're American. You've already fixed your own problem.
The solution to our problem is revolution and remove the old guard.
Concealed carry. God bless concealed carry. Holy jeez.
Oh, yes. God bless the Dutch paint cultures. They're amazing.
Yeah, we've already covered those.
So anything like, you know, motorboating ear sponges, but...
Oh, God, I didn't think we'd go there. Okay.
Hey, and it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't.
High five me.
All right. Okay. Anybody got any upcoming events that are happening at the ranges or close to the ranges that they want to?
Yes. Ladies' Day, October 2nd.
Yay.
Yes. I just put something on the collation for... firearms website, the women's website. That's our rough poster right now.
Okay.
And we're in the process of doing a new one.
Perfect. We'll be sharing that on New Shooter Canada as well.
Fantastic.
So, and that's up in the Brockville, or sorry, not Brockville. I'm from
Barrie.
That's from the Barrie, up in Barrie. Yes. So, yeah. And if anybody has any questions as well, they can contact the Barrie Range or
myself. Susan? Yeah, myself.
Oh, okay. All right. What about you, Dawn? Do you have anything that's coming up soon?
Well, we do have, like I said, we have Discovery Day. It's coming up June the 19th, and it'll be at Vic Fish and Game. So check our Vic Fish and Game calendar. It's, hang on a second, Victoria Fish and Game, VFGPA.com. I should have had this. Hang on a minute.
That's okay. Just
bear with me 1 minute because I just okay. Hang on. Oh, Lord. Yeah, there we go. It is...
in the notes on page
in
2.
In my notes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is in my notes. Why is this just giving me everything except... okay. VFGPA.org.
Perfect.
And that's our website, and it will give you everything on the calendar. It will give you matches. It will give you reenactments. It will give you silhouette. It will give you everything you need to know, and, you know, if you can, you want to come out, just let me know, and we can show you around, give you the grand tour.
Perfect.
Do you provide airfare and accommodations?
I was just going to ask.
You know what? I tell you what, you get your airfare out here, and I will provide the accommodation. How's that?
Fine. Be that way.
Yeah, I have accommodation. I have accommodation, and
okay, perfect.
We have camping.
Okay,
we have...
okay, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Just let me know. Just tell me when you're arriving. I'll be there.
Perfect. My daughter's having a baby. She lives in northern BC, so be careful what you wish for.
My door is always open. It's just like, oh my god, if I can get more women shooters out here.
There
like,
you go.
Please.
I said, be careful what you wish for. I'm heading out your way in September.
I'll be here.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, you might have 6 people on your doorstep, and
I have room.
All right.
Roach trip.
All right.
I'm fun size and snuggly.
She is fun size. So is Stacy. All right. Stacy, do you have anything that's coming up soon?
Besides apple seeds? No, I've had 2 weekends off in a row. This is kind of nice.
Awesome.
It doesn't happen That's very weird. Often.
Hey, do you want to talk about the Valkyrie defense that's going to be happening at your range in the next little while?
In October?
Yeah, well, it's October. It's their first time out of Ohio. They're letting them out of the state.
I'm not quite sure that's a good idea either.
They're letting them out of the state? That sounded so wrong.
Yeah, they're letting them out of Ohio. No, there'll be a class on October 8th at my local club and another one on October 9th because we don't have enough instructors to accommodate the number of people that want to take the class.
Wow.
Okay, so there's a lot of people that have already signed up for it?
That have put their name on the waiting list, yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. So, and do you want to tell us what the course is that they're doing?
They're doing their counter-ambush concepts, the one that we took.
Mm. Perfect.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. And, Jewel, do you have anything happening at your range?
Do you count the Edmundston range as my range, or is the Restigouche range my range?
You can pick whatever one you want.
Oh, good, because I don't know what's happening at either.
Okay. I do. You got the first annual Rocket with your Glockout, the Ronnie DeGroote one that's happening actually next weekend. So it's Steel Challenge,
oh,
and then you also...
okay, yes. Yeah. I knew about the Steel Challenge. Yes, that's true. Matthew's
right.
Going.
Kelly, why are you telling her what's going on at her range?
Because I know.
And everybody has to be really nasty to Matthew, because he is going to be abandoning me on the evening of our 10th anniversary.
Boo.
To drive over to Trevor's for the Steel Challenge the next day.
You know who he loves.
Yes, Trevor, obviously.
He loves Jerkface more than he likes his wife.
All right.
Is it a steel anniversary or no?
I'm not sure, but that would be awesome because I love this year, the steel reactive target.
No, it's jewelry. It's she deserves jewelry for him leaving. Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's everybody, I guess. And
well, Sarah. There's the SummerSlam afterwards, and then
there's SummerSlam. That's the 10th anniversary as well.
Yes.
Mhm. That's in it's July the 25th, I think.
Like that. And there's something happening in August too. I don't remember what it.
Probably like the 23rd. That's a Saturday in July.
Yeah. Sarah, what about you? What do you got coming up?
There's a couple matches this Saturday, actually. There's a 3-gun match at the Smith Falls Vision Game Club. The proceeds from that match are actually going to the Soldier On charity. So I don't know if there's still room or not. I know they had limited space, but if you are interested, you could always see what's going on there. Also at the Grenville Fishing Game Club, they're having a cowboy match. And apparently they're going to be doing some fun reloading with their revolvers on the line. I've never actually had to reload my revolver while shooting, so I'm sad I'm going to miss this, but I'm looking forward to seeing the results of that.
Yes.
Okay, and I just wanted to give a quick plug for the 6th Annual Podcasters Charity Shoot that's going to be happening at the Brockville District Fish and Game Club, and it's going to be happening on June 25th. Come on out. The proceeds from the event will actually support Soldier On as well, and we have a lot of people that are coming out for it. Jewel's coming from New Brunswick.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, all of your favorite podcast characters.
We are all going to be there.
We're all on one podcast right now.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Stacy's coming up from Michigan. Sarah's coming over from Ottawa, and you both of you ladies, Susan and Dawn, are both welcome as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Colin.
All right. So, shout outs or anybody that you would like to shamelessly plug before we call it an evening.
Glock, I'm sorry, I had Glock, my biggest supporter for Ladies' Day.
Well, once again, I got to put a plug in. Island Outfitters, Reliable Gun, Italian Sporting Goods. You guys rock.
Excellent. Okay.
And you, I want to shout out to Kelly. Thank you, Kelly.
Oh, yes. You're
welcome. Suck up. Somebody wants to come back on the show.
I don't think so.
I was actually pointed out to me that Kelly's been hosting on New Shooter Canada for about a year now.
This last week was my first anniversary.
So I think people should email in with their favorite Kelly moments for them to read on the show.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think that's a horrible idea.
Make it so, people. Make it so.
Send in your emails.
I think they should send them all to Jewel so Jewel can read them on Slamfire.
Okay, on that note, I just wanted to say thank you all for coming on evening and throwing me under the bus.
We love you, Kelly.
I have a shout-out.
Okay, sorry, Jewel. Go ahead.
I didn't ask. You just sort of assumed I didn't have it, because I haven't done anything with guns, so I'm not going to have a shout-out either, and I just...
I'd figure you sure would let me know.
She is, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's your shout-out for?
It's to Rick and Jessica and Baby Ro, because they would have been my shout-out in January, but I missed the show. I made that rhyme, and I didn't even mean to. And I think
they're lovely people.
Yes. And I can't wait to see the Babby at the charity shoot.
Me too.
And I just wanted to say, hey, kind of a back at you shout out to the Too Late for Tomorrow Facebook page.
Hmm. Okay. I haven't heard of that one before. Okay. And my shout out is to all you ladies for coming on and having such a great discussion tonight. This was. Okay, Jewel, give me another one besides amazing, excellent, and...
stupendous.
Awesome. There you go. Fabulous. It was stupendous.
Phenomenal. It was.
And hopefully we can get some more ladies out to events and maybe give you some ideas about hosting events. And yeah. And you do know that there are ladies out here that will support everybody. So if anybody, you know, within this group, send us messages and we'll respond.
Perfect. You can send all of mine care of Slamfire Radio.
Okay.
Okay, she's the executive producer.
I sometimes get fan mail.
I think you need more.
I think it's hilarious.
Well, thank you, ladies. Nice to chat with all of you.
You too. Okay. Thanks for coming on tonight, right. Ladies.
Thanks, take ladies. Care,
thank
okay.
You.
I'll hear from some of you. Okay.
All right. I'm arriving in your doorstep in September. Don't you worry, Dawn.
I'll be hunting in September, but let me know when you're coming out. And
I'll still be there. You offered me a free room. I'll be there. Okay.
You know what? If I'm not in my house, you come and stay. You come and stay. You let me know when you let me know when you're coming, and I'll give you the key. Easy peasy.
Oh, that's amazing. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night, ladies. Good night, good
night
everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.
Good night, John boy. How's that?
Perfect. 45 lever with the Winchester
tag. Like my double barrel. Thank you for taking the time and listening to our show. Our audience is important to us, and we encourage our listeners to contact the show with feedback, suggestions, or questions that you may have. You can contact the guys at host@newshootercanada.ca. And please like our Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a groovy day. I like guns.